We have read some of those copycat reactions saying that certain groups of persons and groups are displeased that the president of Nigeria has signed the same-sex marriage prohibition bill into law. The truth of the matter is that this was a bill that came from the parliament, from the National Assembly. And before the National Assembly decided, took a decision, it went around the country, collected memoranda from the Nigerian people, and forwarded to the president a bill which, in the estimation of the National Assembly, was and remains a true reflection of the choice, the aspiration, the position of the Nigerian people. In assenting to this bill on January 7, President Jonathan took special cognizance of the fact that the bill and its provisions reflect the religious and cultural preferences of the Nigerian people. I think what must be noted is that this is not a law for the whole world. This is a law properly enacted in the interest and for the Nigerian people. And some of the arguments being put up that this is at variance with international obligations or with the Nigerian constitution miss the point. Because indeed there is no way in which this bill violates extant law in Nigeria. There is no way in which, in the light of the Nigerian constitution, it violates either Section 42, which talks about freedom from discrimination, or other relevant sections of that constitution. And there's no way in which it violates the criminal code or the penal code. So it's consistent with Nigerian law. It's also consistent with the religious and cultural beliefs of the people. And that is why the majority of Nigerians, they've been hailing the president's assent to the law. They've been praising the president. In fact, among Nigerians, it's a popular step forward.
The High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, has expressed concern that this violates the human rights of the LGBT community in Nigeria. What is your reaction to these concerns expressed by the international community?
Well, my reaction is just what I said earlier on, that this is not a law for the world. This is a law for the Nigerian people. And it's a law that the Nigerian people have chosen to abide by. And that is why, you know, it's very popular among the people. If President Jonathan had done otherwise, then, of course, he would have been condemned by the Nigerian people. Indeed, what the world must realize is that the National Assembly even has a veto power over the president. If the president had refused to sign the bill into law, the National Assembly would have vetoed the president. And the National Assembly's position would have been that, look, we are representatives of the people. This is what the Nigerian people want. So it would be foolhardy for any president who is seeking to go against the wishes of the people. After all, the law, at the end of the day, is made for the people.
What do you say to critics who say that the law, the legal backing to anti-LGBT campaigners to attack on those perceived to be homosexuals, how do you address those concerns?
No, the law as phrased does not encourage lawlessness. In no way does any law in Nigeria encourage anybody to take the laws into their hands. What the law says is within the framework of decency, is within the framework of due process. What it says is that, look, in Nigeria, same-sex marriage is prohibited. Same-sex relationships are prohibited. And that persons are not allowed to run gay clubs, to run gay sporting events, to run, you know, anything that promotes homosexuality. Okay, so the law does not say individuals are empowered to begin to attack or demonize or take the laws into their hands in any way against people who claim that they are gay. The law is very specific. The law, it is not a law that encourages lawlessness. Because the rights of people, the people who are gay, I mean, if they are assaulted, they probably have a right to go to court. The law in any way does not encourage lawlessness. Same-sex relationships are forbidden. And that's consistent with our constitution, is consistent with our penal code and with our criminal code, which remain extant laws.
So do you think the criticisms being leveled by the rest of the international community because of concerns of human rights violations due to the implementation of this law are unjustified?
Well, I've not used the word unjustified. I mean, we're living in a global community. People have the right to express their opinions, but at the same time, Nigerian people's right to choice on any issue at all should also be respected. And we are saying that this is a law that emanated from the National Assembly of Nigerian people, which reflects the majority position of the Nigerian people, the overwhelming majority. And this is a law that is there for Nigerian people. It's not a comment on the rest of the it is simply an expression of the preference of the Nigerian people.
Now, Ruby, let me ask you this question. What is the percentage of people who support the law? I know it's over 80%, but what is the percentage?
Well, I can tell you that over 90%, in fact, close to 100% of the Nigerian people. This is a reflection of their position.
Wonderful. So I'm going to...
And that was why the National Assembly, both the upper house and the lower house, they were unanimous, completely unanimous in passing this bill and in presenting it before the president. Across Nigeria, in the last 2 days that this has become an issue, President Jonathan has received enormous praise. The National Assembly has also received enormous praise, confirming the fact that this is what the Nigerian people want. And this law is for the Nigerian people. It's not a comment on the preferences of other people in other parts of the world.
Now, what do you say to people who say this is not what Nigerians need? Nigerians need for their lives to be improved and not a law that infringes on the right and, you know, the human rights of other Nigerians who happen to be...
The thing to note is that, you know, this administration is running an inclusive government. A government that recognizes the rule of law, a government that respects the rights, the fundamental rights of every person. But it is also a government that recognizes the sovereignty of the Nigerian people and the rights of the Nigerian people to make a choice. Sovereignty ultimately resides in the people. And if the people say this is what they want, until that position is changed, through due process, it remains the law. It remains the position of the Nigerian people. So this is not about government at the end of the day. This is not about President Jonathan at the end of the day. This is about the Nigerian people. And it's the Nigerian people that have spoken.